Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Tuesday, March 5th, episode number 728. I apologize in advance. A little bit of a rough morning at basketball. Actually, the morning was fine. Played okay, played fine. And then all of a sudden, there goes my back. The back went out. Didn't do anything in particular. That's the beauty of old age is you don't have to do anything to cause these injuries. So if while recording today I seem to check out or lose my breath, that is only because I moved incorrectly and have caused myself extra pain, but in a position right now that feels okay, so we'll try to get through this and cover what we need to cover today and, you know, get through another blink, right? Another episode. Russell Wilson cut yesterday. Well, he hasn't officially been cut. They have told him, I believe, that he will be cut directly after the new season begins. I believe it's in like a week, I think, the official start of the NFL season comes up, and then they will cut him loose at that time. It's going to cost the, I believe it'll cost the Broncos $39 million in real dollars, and then $84 million cap hit, I believe, is the final. Yeah, the final tally on that. Not to mention the pain and suffering that goes along with giving up two first-round picks and all kinds of other things and guys and this and that. What will turn out to be one of the worst trades in the history of the league, without a doubt. So we'll have to see where Russell ends up. Will it be as a starting quarterback somewhere? Possibly Atlanta has popped up as a possibility. The Raiders certainly could be in the hunt for that. We'll have to see where he pops up and whether it's with a starting job or whether he's going to have to take that of a backup. 35 years old. Russell Wilson, cut by the Denver Broncos. Legarius Sneed was given the non-exclusive franchise tag, as was expected, which means he can negotiate with other teams. And the Chiefs would have the right or the ability to match that. Also, has been given the green light to find a trade partner that would work for the Chiefs. But bottom line is he's not going to be able to just walk away as a free agent. There will be some sort of compensation, or there will be a chance to match that for the Chiefs. More to come on Friday's episode when we get to, we'll be at the at 1 o'clock Pacific time, the deadline for franchise tags to be handed out. So more to come on that. I can't imagine that the Bengals and the Chiefs will be the only teams to exercise those franchise tags. So we'll have updates on that as we go. Got my movies done as far as Best Picture. Now, I have now seen all 10. I've seen all 10 of the movies nominated for Best Picture. Friday's show will be almost mostly all about the Oscars. So if you're interested in that, great, something to look forward to. If you're not interested in that, bypass that one. Skip it and move on to next week's show. Saw American Fiction on Friday. Jeffrey Wright is nominated in that one for Best Actor. Really, really good movie. Enjoyed it a lot. It's about a writer, a novelist, and a struggling novelist and college professor that he runs into some other challenges, life challenges with family and just life in general, and seeing things happening around him, people having success, using a different using a different style of writing, he decides to adopt that another style of writing, one that would not be considered as scholarly, but finds an amazing amount of success in doing that. It's quite funny. It's sad at times, and just eye-opening, right, as to society and the way we work. Also saw on Saturday, went and saw The Zone of Interest. My least, would definitely be considered my least favorite movie out of the 10. Did not really enjoy it at all. Another subtitle movie, all in German. It was set in World War II, a neighborhood right next to Auschwitz, the internment camp in Germany, and just it kind of was a look at daily life and how it went on, living right outside the walls. These concentration camps were literally dropped or built or whatever in the middle of a neighborhood, and you know they just went on life as normal with this atrocity going on around them. It was you know, nobody's really up for anything in this one in terms of acting. It is up for, it will probably win Best Foreign Film, just on subject matter alone, but it was not, I didn't find it entertaining. It was a little bit hard to watch in you know, that being the subject matter and thinking about, you know, the way these people went on with their regular lives when the atrocities that were going on right next to them, and they just treated it as if life is normal. And so hard to watch, and again, nobody really stood out as an actor of any substance in this one. Just not my favorite. Not my favorite. In fact, my least favorite out of all of these movies. It'll probably win some awards, just on you know, just the way they work. But definitely do not see it in the running for Best Picture. I do have two more that I want to see, and I'm sitting in a pretty good spot. The two that are left are on Netflix, which is great. You can see them for free in the comfort of my own home. And they are not Best Picture nominees, but they do have one has Best Actor nomination, and one has Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress. We have Naiad, I believe, is about a woman swimming somewhere. Starring Annette Bening, who is, believe, is up for supporting. I don't know which one is which. Jodie Foster is also in this one. One is up for Best Actress. One is up for Best Supporting Actress. So I do want to see that one. And then I want to also see Rustin, starring Coleman Domingo. That one is, he is up for Best Actor. And that would kind of cover, I would have seen just about every movie involving the best, well, obviously the Best Picture, and then anything involving actors, actresses, supporting roles as well. I think I would have covered just about everything there is to cover there. So looking forward to Sunday night. We have the 96th annual Oscar Awards coming up. So that'll be Friday's episode. We will go over my picks in the major categories as to who is going to win what. And I will be more than likely 92% wrong in my selections, because I will be going on what I liked, not necessarily what I think that the Academy will like. And you just don't know in these awards shows, right? It seems to go, they either really like something and then they just pound it with awards, or they don't like it at all and it won't get any awards. So you kind of have to choose the one they're going to choose and kind of go all in on it and, you know, throw your cards in there. But I'm going to go with the performances I like the best, the movies that I like the best, and we'll go with that and let my heart do the picking for me. Speaking of heart, we got a lot of heart going into this NBA matchup, right? It's the first round of the playoffs. We got Stinky taking on Snyder, and we got YK taking on J-Lev. How about that? When I left you on Friday, it was done, right? I had said without a doubt, almost without a doubt, J-Lev and Canada would be getting the byes. They would be the number one and number two seed. Lapine would be third, Snyder would be fourth, Stink would be fifth, and YK would be sixth. Well, the unthinkable happened over the weekend, right? Canada did their part. They trounced me 8-1 in categories. But J-Lev was taking on Lapine, and Lapine put it on J-Lev, beat him 8-1, knocking him out of the bye and giving himself the bye. And this thing was ultra close. I believe it came down to 116.5 and then 116 and then 115.5. It was that close. I think I believe J-Lev was just a half a point off of getting the bye week. So he's in a battle. He's in a battle this week, and he's taking on YK. And I believe I was looking at the scores were after one night of play. There it is. After one night of play, it is all locked up. Stinky and Snyder are 4-4-1. And YK and J-Lev are, YK is down 4-5. So it is anybody's game. Anybody's game in that one. And that's just one night in, right? We have six more nights of basketball. But here's the breakdown, right? So here's the breakdown on how these teams match up. And this is based on category strength throughout the year. And so in order, it's a 12-team league, so the order is this, right? So the higher the score, the better. So if you have a 12 in a category, that means that you were number one overall for the season in that particular category. Okay, so you're looking for 12s here, basically 12s, and you don't want ones and twos and threes and fours. Okay, so in field goal percentage, this is Stinky versus Snyder. This is the breakdown in field goal percentage. Stinky is a 9 and Snyder is a 10. Okay, so that is one category advantage to Snyder in that one. Okay. Stinky in three-pointers. This is total three-pointers. Stinky's a 7.5, and Snyder is a 9. Okay. So another category advantage to Snyder there in the three-pointers. Free throw percentage. Free throw percentage is a category, and Stinky is an 8, and Snyder is a 10. Okay, so that's 3. That's 3-0 if you're keeping score at home. For total points, Stinky is a 7 and Snyder is a 10. Again, another victory for Snyder there. Rebounds, Stinky is a 7, Snyder is a 9. Okay, another category win for Snyder. Assists, Stinky is a 6 and Snyder is a 9. Are you seeing the trend here? I'm not sure how we're this close. 4-4-1. Steals, Stinky is a 6, and Snyder is an 8. And on block shots, Stinky is a 9, and Snyder is a 10. And then for total turnovers, Stinky is a 7, and Snyder is a 4. So that is a category advantage. Categorical advantage to Stinky in that one, but in the end it comes out 8-1 Snyder advantage in categories. Now Stinky's playing the game here, right? He was not going away easy. He went out on Sunday night and got himself a whole pile of fab. Got $175 from me. Got another $175 from Tang. He has one plan and one plan only, and he obviously has the flexibility within his roster to be able to do this, right? Some of the extra strong teams can't do this, right? You can't just drop guys to pick up guys just to stream them and fill those categories, because you would be giving up really good players that somebody else is going to come in and swoop. So Stinky obviously has 4, 5, maybe 6 spots on his roster that he feels are expendable and movable. So he is going to load up. He's going to load up the waiver wire, and I'm sure he's going to do it again today. He did, yesterday picked up, I believe he picked up 5 guys yesterday, and he's going to try to pound the categories, right? He's going to try to get more blocks, more steals. He's going to try to get more assists, more rebounds, more points, more three-pointers, right? He can get away with that. He'll be probably giving up ground in field goal percentage, free throw percentage, and turnovers, right? But that's okay. He's got to win 5 categories. That's it. So he's going to try to fight it that way, try to fight the battle that way, and we'll see if it works, right? It can, if you especially if you get a night when your opponent is light and doesn't have a lot of people in there, and you hit the waiver wire hard and fill up categories, he might be able to pull something off here. A little bit of a shocker, because Snyder definitely has him dominated in the categories overall. If you look at the other matchup, YK versus J-Lev, YK has a really good team, but J-Lev, if he can get through the injuries, has advantages all over the place. He has a 7-5 advantage in field goal percentage. He has 11-10 advantage in three-pointers made. He's got a 12-6 advantage in free throw percentage, a 12-8 advantage in points scored, an 11-8 rebound in rebounds, 12-8 in assists, 11-10 in steals, 11-6 in blocks, and then the one category that YK has him, J-Lev is a 1 in turnovers, and YK is a 6, so he should be able to secure that one. But this one's going to come down to injuries and how many guys J-Lev can get on the court, because, as he has documented well in the chat, he's missing 9/10 of his team due to injury. And so he will need to find a way to get guys on the court to be able to hold off YK. He's got a 5-4 lead after one day, and we'll see how the week plays out. But that is the tail of the tape when it comes to the first round matchups in MSD NBA. Yep, and that's how it looks. Hockey coming down to the wire. I'm gonna get nudged out of the bye. I'm pretty sure Tang took me over last week, as I had a tough week against Canada too. It's gonna drop me, and I'm gonna be able to hold probably the third seed. But it's going to put me against the 6th seed, whoever that ends up being, in the first round of the playoffs coming up next week. I'm playing Stinky this week. I might be able to beat him this week, but I'm not going to be able to beat him by enough to make up the difference of what the other guys are going to be able to do, because Tang has an easier matchup this week, and he's going to be able to hold that. So let's see. But we do have a pretty good scramble going for the final spot right now. If the season ended right now today, it would be Stinky, Tang, myself. It would be YK in 4th, and then it would be a tie for 5th and 6th, and that would go to Trey and Jared, edging out Canada 2 right now by 1.5. But that's just one day into the matchup. A lot of things are going to change throughout the week in hockey, and we'll probably have a little clearer picture come Friday, and I'll hit that amongst all the Oscar talk, and we'll hit that as well. But that is going to do it, and I think I made it, kind of hurt myself a little bit there as I have to twist to try to figure out how to hit pause or hit end to the podcast. Whew, to look at the computer screen. It hurts that much to be able to make that movement. So I'm going to get out of here before before I do any more damage than I already have. So for the fantasy blank, I am the commish. The music is playing, so I am out.